Deep fakes trigger hunt for solutions. In the Wall Street Journal by Abigail Somerville. Startup companies, government agencies, and academics are racing to combat so-called deep fakes amid fears that doctored videos and photographs will be used to sow discord ahead of next year's U.S. presidential election. It is a difficult problem to solve because the technology needed to manipulate images is advancing rapidly and getting easier to use, according to experts. And the threat is spreading, as smartphones have made cameras ubiquitous and social media has turned individuals into broadcasters, leaving companies that run those platforms unsure how to handle the issue. While synthetically generated videos are still easily detectable by most humans, that window is closing rapidly. I'd predict we see visually undetectable deepfakes in less than 12 months, says Jeffrey McGregor, chief executive officer of TruePic, a San Diego-based startup developing image verification technology. Society is going to start distrusting every piece of content they see. TruePic is working with Qualcomm Incorporated, the biggest supplier of chips for mobile phones, to add its technology to the hardware of cell phones. The technology would automatically mark photos and videos when they are taken with data such as time and location so they can be verified later. TruePic also offers a free app consumers can use to take verified pictures on their smartphones. The goal is to create a system similar to Twitter's method of verifying accounts, but for photos and videos, said Roy Azoulay, the founder and CEO of Serilet, a UK-based startup that is also developing ways to stamp images as authentic when they are taken. When a photo or video is taken, Serilet can capture data such as where the camera was in relation to cell phone towers or GPS satellites. The company says it has partnerships with insurance companies that use the technology to help verify damage claims, though it declined to name the firms. The U.S. Defense Department, meanwhile, is researching forensic technology that can be used to detect whether a photo or video was manipulated after it was made. The idea behind the forensic approach is to look for inconsistencies in pictures and videos that serve as clues to whether the images have been manipulated. For example, inconsistent lighting, shadows, and camera noise. Sophisticated deepfakes call for other forensic strategies. Experts have found evidence of deepfakes by looking at inconsistencies in facial expressions and head movements. They then try to automate the process so that a computer algorithm can detect such inconsistencies in pictures or videos. The forensic method can be applied to decades-old photos and videos, as well as those taken more recently with smartphones or digital cameras. The point of capture method, by comparison, only works with images taken with the technology. Both strategies are necessary to tackle the deepfake problem, says Mac Turek, who runs the Media Forensic Program in the Defense Department's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. I don't think there's one silver bullet algorithm or even technical solution. There probably needs to be a holistic approach, he said. Deepfakes are becoming more difficult to detect as the technology used to create them advances, says Hani Farid, a computer science professor at the University of California, Berkeley, who has a financial stake in TruePic and whose research on media forensics has been funded by DARPA. People who create deepfakes are constantly adapting to attempts to detect the manipulation, says Mr. Farid. Some combine the work of the two different computer systems, one which alters the images while the other tries to determine if it can be distinguished from authentic content, he said. The stakes are high. In extreme cases, Mr. Fareed said, a deepfake could trigger a military conflict or real-life turmoil. A fake video of Jeff Bezos secretly saying that Amazon profits were down leads to a massive stock manipulation, he said, citing one possible scenario. The House Intelligence Committee held a hearing last month focused on countering the threat from deepfakes. Members of Congress and experts suggested, among other things, holding social media companies liable for harmful material disseminated over their platforms and putting warning labels on videos that can't be verified.